This is not the sound of a romantic night away in the country. This is Leonard, Texas, in and around the city square at 11 o'clock in the morning. And crickets are everywhere, by the dozen, skittering across the city hall lawn, gathered in corners in the city clerk's lobby like delinquents on a smoke break. And this could be said for Leonard as easily as for Sulphur Springs or Paris, or even a pest control office in Wiley.
I've actually had a problem here in the office, and I've actually had the guys come in and spray for crickets because I was tired of getting them all over.
Jennifer Simpson is the office manager at Home Run Pest and Termite Control.
All I see is little dead crickets now, so I'm good with that.
So a question a lot of Northeast Texans are asking is, what's going on with these crickets? Yeah, okay, you know what they're up to. Maybe the better question is, why are there so many of them here now? Dr. Stephen Goldsmith is a professor of biology at Austin College in Sherman.
We have had pretty mild winters for the last 3 or 4 years, which means the nymphs have not been killed, which means the population sizes build up to biblical proportions.
If you're wondering what nymphs are, they're a cricket's young. Goldsmith says the influx of crickets across Northeast Texas was not brought out by the recent soaking rains. That's actually just a coincidence.
They were coming out in big numbers before the rains came.
Goldsmith says what brings crickets up so close and personal are bright lights from big box stores and front porches. So if you're seeing crickets all over your house, turning off your front porch light should help. But if you still see crickets piling up on your property,
go out with a broom and a dustpan and just sweep them up.
Even if you don't do anything, Goldsmith says, the adult crickets will die off by the end of September. And the nymphs will brave another winter for a crack at cricket season again next August. Reporting from Northeast Texas, and apparently the Old Testament, I'm Scott Morgan.